After a 2020 season closed to spectators, fans are returning to Saratoga Racecourse today for the 2021 summer meet. Thousands of thoroughbred racing fans will return to the spa today for a day at the races.
I think that what folks are yearning for largely is a return to what is familiar.
Pat McKenna is the New York Racing Association's Director of Communications.
And this backyard, the grandstand, will absolutely feel familiar to people who have been lucky enough to experience it before COVID was a reality.
The guidelines at the close of the spring meet at Belmont are carrying over. Vaccinated fans at Saratoga will not be required to wear a face covering. Unvaccinated fans will be required to mask up. NYRA will also provide free opening day admission to those who have received their shots.
People who can demonstrate proof of vaccination through the CDC vaccination card or the New York City Excelsior Pass on Thursday will receive free general admission, which is fantastic. We originally announced it to further incentivize New Yorkers to go and get vaccinated. And luckily, we're at a point now where more than 70% of New Yorkers age 18 and older have received at least one shot, which truly is what paved the way for a fully reopened facility.
Fans can look forward to some new amenities at the venue that dates to the Civil War. The top of the stretch hospitality area, opened in 2018, has been expanded. The new spa verandas will offer 6 partially covered picnic areas with furniture, mounted televisions, and bedding machines. The drive-up tailgate at the turn picnic area will also make its debut. Perhaps the largest capital improvement project race fans may not notice this year is the renovation of the Oklahoma training track. The main track was refurbished in 2020. The business community is also preparing for the long-awaited economic boost that crowds of race fans traditionally bring every summer.
My guess is, based on advanced hotel reservations, that we're going to do really well this summer.
Todd Shimkus is president and CEO of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce.
You know, we're never going to make up for what we lost last year, but we might have historic numbers if the weather cooperates, right? So we're going to have the best horses, the best racing, the best jockeys here, and I think the crowds, both local residents as well as visitors, are going to pack the stands.
The city of Saratoga Springs is also prepared for the large numbers of people heading back to Union Avenue for the races and downtown for bustling evenings. Robin Dalton is the city's public safety commissioner.
So we have everything in place with the fire department and the police department working in partnership with NYRA to ensure a smooth and safe track season. So nothing should be any different from years past.
With traffic returning, Dalton did have a request for motorists.
Drive like you know how to drive, please. We should be fine.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.